Wednesday, the 11th of September, Zion Tishri, Harav David Stern, the Chiyuv of Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos.
I'd like to, Be'ez Hashem, discuss this morning the question of when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, as it does this year, if there is a chayla sheyesh bo sakana who is permitted and therefore required to eat, would he be required to make kiddush before he eats when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? By way of short hakdama to the question, when we talk about the chiv of making kiddush on a regular Shabbos, there are two parts to the chaydas kiddush. One, of course, is a chiv min ha-Torah, zachos yom ha-Shabbos ke-Kadshay, that one has to be mekadosh the yom ha-Shabbos. Magen Avraham in Siman Reishayin Aleph in Erech Chaim brings in the name of the Rambam that min ha-Torah, one doesn't need to have a cup of wine, one doesn't need to follow it with the Suda, in Kiddush Alamakum Suda. One just needs to make a proclamation that today is Shabbos, maybe mention Chiv of Yitzis Mitzrayim, but one orally makes a proclamation, and with that one is Yoytza one Chiv Doraisa of Kiddush on a regular Shabbos.
Is that both in the evening?
The Chiv Doraisa is only once, so if you've done it in the evening, you've already done your Chiv for the entire Shabbos. And the Rabbanon instituted Zachreyo Alayayin to do it over a cup of wine and to follow it with a Suda. Based on this Magen Avraham, the Togel Avrova and Rabbi Kivege discussed that it's very possible that one is indeed Yotze one Chiv Daraisa already with the Tefillah when one davens Friday evening and one mentions the Kedushas HaShabbos. Or perhaps not, because since one is ultimately going to be making Kiddush Alayayin later, one rather delays and de facto intends not to be Yotze yet with the Tefillah and to do it rather in the optimal manner which Chazal prescribed, which is to do it later on over the cup of wine. But in principle, certainly, one could be Yotze with one's Tefillah.
Is this to take place? When?
I'm talking about on a regular Shabbos.
No.
I haven't yet hit Yom Kippur. Yeah. I'm talking about just the regular Shabbos. I'm just pointing out that there are two halves. There's the Chiv to orally make a declaration of Kiddush, which is a Chiv Menatera, and then there's the part to do Alayam, which is Midrabol, and that's on a regular Shabbos. And indeed, when coming to Yom Kippur, certainly if it falls on Shabbos, and the Chassan Sofer says that even when it falls not on Shabbos, one should have in mind when davening the Tefillah by Maariv, and we say Batit Elonu is Yom Tzom HaKippurim Hazeh, Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, one should have in mind to be Yotze one's Chiv of Kiddush Min HaTorah, which in any event doesn't require food or wine. Ideally one should have Kavona to be Yotze, and in fact even without Kavona, there's an assumed Kavona, because there you won't be following it with wine in any event, and therefore there's an assumed Kavona. And that is proper to have this kavana even on a regular Yom Kippur. But today I'm not focusing on that. I'm rather focusing on someone who has to eat on Yom Kippur. Now, on a regular Yom Kippur, someone who has to eat does not make kiddush. We'll see the Magen Avraham discusses that. But he doesn't have to make kiddush, because as I said, that's a takana drabonon. And the drabonon were not masakin for a chayla on a Yom Kippur, but he should eat, because the norm is not to be a chayla, and the norm is that you're forbidden to eat on Yom Kippur, and if you have to eat, you eat. But certainly the Chachamim were not masakim for such cases, a chayva to make kiddush. But the question arises when the Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. So there is the general institution of the Takanas Chachamim that on a Shabbos one has to make kiddush alayayin and follow it by a suda. Now of course normally that's set aside because of the stringency of Yom Kippur, but one isn't allowed to eat. But if a chayla is being permitted to eat, perhaps he should be having to make kiddush, because now that he is after all eating, it happens to be Shabbos too, and on a Shabbos there is the general takana that one should make Kiddush before one eats, and therefore that perhaps in this instance that kicks in to require him to make Kiddush before he eats on Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. So that is a question we're going to be discussing.
How can you have Kiddush with this year on Yom Kippur?
I'm talking about Chola who his situation requires him to eat a normal amount. Of course, if one can get by with shiurim, then one has to do that.
But children are the same thing. Older children that shigil echinah put on, they're not fasting.
Okay, they're not machuv b'kiddush in any event. Al chinuch. Okay, so possibly this question could be taken to them too, but the poskim discuss it in reference to echoyle shesh b'sechon. Okay, so the place where this discussion takes place is in the end of Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Seif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, writes over there as follows: Choyle she'ochal b'Yom HaKippurim, choyle who ate on Yom HaKippurim, v'nisiyah shevdatoi b'inyin shiochel levorach. That means he was unfortunately very ill, but after having eaten, he's come somewhat to himself and is able to bench. So the halacha is, says the Mechaber in the name of the Torah, Tzorich lahazkir shigoyim ha-kippur mebirik samozun. Sho'im yal av yove v'yinu shalayim. So that's the halacha, which we'll see is not unanimous, but that's Kipaskim Shulchan Aruch, that a chayla who eats on Yom HaKippurim, when he benches, has to say yal av yove. And he says it's Yom HaKippurim hazeh, but he has to say yal av yove, he has to be mazkir, the Yom Kippur in his benching. Says the Mogen Avraham over there, in Seif Katan Yud, does he have to use Lechem Mishnah as well? So the Magen Avraham says, Linir She'ein Tzorich. You don't have to, a Chayla who's eating on, we're talking about a regular Yom Kippur, I'm not yet talking about Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos, a regular Yom Kippur. Says the Magen Avraham, you don't need to use Lechem Mishnah. The Lo Tiknu came to Yom Kippur, because Lechem Mishnah again is a Takanah Rabbanon, and they didn't speak about a Yom Kippurim, obviously, because normally Yom Kippurim one isn't eating at all. So in the isolated incident where a Chayla Shech B'Shabbos is eating, there's no Takanah over here that he should have Lechem Mishnah. The Gam Ein Tzorich LeKaddish, says the Magen Avraham, and he also doesn't need to make Kiddush. Meaning, L'chayra, for the same reason, because Lo Tiknu came. Because like I said, that's a Takanah Drabonon, to make Kiddush al Yayin. The more biblical Chiyav, on a Yom Kippur, and by the way, it might not be biblical, because Min HaTorah, you only have to make Kiddush on a Friday night, on a Yom Tov night, it's only midrabanon in the first instance, and Yom Kippurim Pashtus also is a Yom Tov. The Chasam Sof says differently, but Pashtus Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov. That the whole Chiv, in any event, is only midrabanon. But Al Kaponim, the Chiv to make Aliyah is certainly only midrabanon. So they weren't masakin it. Lo Tiknu came on a regular Yom Kippur. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, Ein Tzorach LeKaddish. And furthermore, he brings a Svara. B'Shem Horo'o Kat, so I don't know if his name was Rav Avraham or Rav Elyo or Rav Eliezer, but we'll call him Rav Avraham Kat. The Shmuel Lekhet quotes a Svara, and he says as follows, Rav Avraham Kat. Hayoyim Goyrim Lo Issa. In fact, Yom Kippur is not a day that mandates a Suda in the first instance. On the contrary, it forbids eating. Rak Pikuach Nefesh Goyrim Lo Heta. It's only on account of his Pikuach Nefesh that he may eat. V'hava L'didei Kechol. So his eating is actually not a Yom Tov Dikah eating. On Shabbos you sit down to a Suda, it's a Shabbos Dikah Suda. On a Yom Tov you sit down to a Suda, it's a Yom Tov Dikah Suda. On Yom Kippur, a Chayla Shesh V'Zakon who sits down to a Suda, it's not a Yom HaKippurim Dikah Suda. On the contrary, Yom HaKippurim says don't eat. But rather, the Pikuach Nefesh allows him to eat. So it's like he had taking a regular breakfast on a weekday. Says Rav Avraham Katz that therefore actually he believes that you shouldn't even be saying Yalav Yovei either. Because Yalav Yovei you only say when you have a Suda which the Yom Tov is Mechayiv. But here the Yom Kippur is not Mechayiv the Suda in the first instance. It's Pekuach Nefesh which is Mechayiv the Suda. So he says you shouldn't be saying Yalav Yovei either. Nor should you be making Kiddush. So that's a further svara why Kiddush is not applicable when you eat on a Yom Kippur. Says the Magen Avraham in conclusion, Mihu Ein Lahokel. As far as Yalav Yovei is concerned, do not do without the Yalav Yovei. Don't be makel. Kim Shatur Machmir, because the Torah of Shulchan Aruch say that you should say Yalla V'Yavoy. But Kiddush ain't Tzorach L'Kaddush. V'yeshalochus L'Brochel L'Vatolo. Because that might be a problem of Brochel L'Vatolo. So the Magen Avraham concludes with a distinction. And he says as follows. Whether I should or should not mention Yalla V'Yavoy, he says you should. Because the Torah says you have to. Avraham Katz says you don't have to, you shouldn't. So he says, Ein Lahokel, be Machmir. So the Mefroshim explain the Machsa Shekel Bush Yasrod, that even though L'Chaira, if you should not be saying Yalla V'Yavoy, it might constitute a Hefsek. So they say, no, because in Hilchos Birkas Hamazon it says that if you said Yalla V'Yavoy or Ratzei on a regular Tuesday when you don't need to, it's not a Hefsek in the benching. So at worst, you said something unnecessary, but you haven't done a Hefsek, and therefore, and you certainly haven't made a Brocha Batzola, it's not an independent Brocha. So the Magen Avraham says that since the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, say you should be saying Yalla V'Yavoy, then that's the correct practice to follow, yes, to say Yalla V'Yavoy. Masha Engin, he says, when it comes to Kiddush, so Kiddush is an entire Brocha, Asher Bocha Borim Mikolom, etc., Brocha Hashem, the Kaddish, whatever, Yisro, Vazmanim, or Yom HaZikaron, or Yom HaKippurim. So there, you'd be making a Brocha, which, if Kiddush is not required, because Magen Avraham seems to be uncertain, but if Kiddush is not required, as indeed he maintains, because it's Leitiknu Kain, and because it's a Pikach Nefesh, which is Mechayev the Achila, rather than the Yom, which is Mechayev the Achila, therefore it will be a Brochel of Atzola. And therefore here there's no room to be Machmir and say, you know what, make Kiddush just in case, because you can't do it just in case, because in case you're not required to, you're making a Brochel of Atzola. And therefore the Magen Avraham's conclusion is, say Yalla V'Yavoy, but don't make Kiddush, because it will be a Brochel of Atzola. Okay, now, at this stage, before I move on to when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, I'd like to mention an interesting machlokes that we have here between the Magen Avraham and Rav Kiveger, because the Magen Avraham says, don't make Kiddush, a chayla who's eating on Yom Kippur shouldn't make Kiddush, because he might be making an unnecessary Kiddush, and it will be a brochel of Atzola. So Rav Kiveger, I couldn't actually locate this Rav Kiveger, but the Achronim say that Chiddush Rav Kiveger is masig on this Magen Avraham, and he asks as follows. He says, "Kosher, the Havadai Meira B'Yoyim, ve'ein Tzorach Levorech Rak Boyer Priagofen." So Rav Kiveger is making an assumption over here that this Chayla Shesh V'Sakona probably only really, really got into a situation of Sakona the day of Yom Kippur. Of course, you might argue that, you know, there are people never who are so masukun that as soon as Yom Kippur begins, they've got to eat, which is entirely possible. But Rikivek is on the assumption that we're talking about someone who, you know, can manage a few hours, but he can't manage a longer period without food, and by the time it arrives to the day of Yom Kippur, he has to make Kiddush or else his life will be endangered. Friend Rikivek, we know that there are two types of Kiddush. There's a Friday night Kiddush, where you make a brocha. But then there's a Shabbos morning Kiddush. Now, Shabbos morning Kiddush, there is no nusach. You'll say v'shomru, or zocher, or eile mo'ed Hashem. These are very nice psukim, which one says before the Kiddush, but actually they're not required. All that's required when you make Kiddush Shabbos morning is to take a cup of wine and to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Bo'er Pri Hagafen. The reason why it is significant, this Kiddush, is because it shows that this meal is different to a weekday meal. Because in a weekday meal, you would normally take your wine during the meal. And here, you take your wine before the meal. So therefore you've acted in a different manner to normal, and thereby shown that you're being Mekadosh this Suda L'Chvoy Shabbos. But really all that's required is a Bo'er Pri Hagafen. So Frey Rav Kiveger, the Magen Avraham says that the person who is in danger on Yom Kippur shouldn't make Kiddush, because it might be a Brocha L'Atol. Frey Rav Kiveger, I don't understand. Mistoma Meir B'Yoyim. So all he would need to do is, rather than first wash on his bread and then have his liquid, all he would need to do in order to fulfill the requirement of Kiddush, of the daytime Kiddush, would be to take the cup of wine first, make a Bo'er Pri Hagafen, and then begin his Suda. And if he does so, he will not be transgressing the Brocha L'Vatola, because before drinking the cup of wine, he's got to make this Brocha in any event, because it's a Brichas HaNe'anim. So Rav Kiveger asks on the Magen Avraham, why are you so anxious about someone who by day is in danger and has to drink? You shouldn't make Kiddush because there'll be a Brochel Vatola. What Brochel Vatola can be a problem by day when all he'll be making is a Bo'er Pri Hagafen, which he has to make in any event?
Well, a regular Shabbos, if somebody couldn't make Kiddush at night,
right.
That's a different story.
One second. So, You're both right. The question is right, and it's different stories also right. So, 1 second.
Does he have to drink wine as well?
No, but let's say he has to take liquid. So he could take Coke or he could take wine. But upon him, for that purpose, let him take wine. For the same price, let him take wine. And make it. It's not a question of minimize or maximize. He has to take a certain amount of liquid. Don't quote me on this, but I don't think there's a halacha luid tzu. A doctor says you've got to take liquid. Yes, you can take champagne or you can take water. I don't think it makes any difference. You know, the quality of the mashka that you take, I don't think doesn't play any role.
But to circle the field, why do you need to make a
bruch?
Even in Kippur,
you need to eat. No. If a person eats the circle
of food, he needs to make a bruch. But he's eating the circle of food, he's eating not because he wants to eat
Nehemah. But the fact is, he's still being Nehemah. That's the halacha. If a person eats a banana or something, he's got to make it by three adama. Water is different. Water is different. But any other food that has a taste, even if your purpose is a certain food, you still need to make a brich sanani. So, the Magen Avraham says, don't make kiddush because chash brach levatala. Ki Vegas says, there's no brach levatala problem because all you'll be making is a beripriagopim, which you'd have to make in any event by day. And with that, you fulfill your kiddush at the same time. So, Frekt Rabbi Yanki and Acharonim, likewise, on Rabbi Kivega, that there's a halacha that if a person didn't make the Friday night kiddush on a regular Friday night, he has to make the Friday night kiddush Shabbos by day. So he has to say Hashem Kishom, Tzvetzav, Rotzavon, etc. Baruch Hashem, Kal Shabbos. So, Oibazoi, the Magen Avraham is right. If the danger only crept up Yom Kippur in the morning, at that point, if he were to be required to make Kiddush, which Kiddush would he have to make? The Asher Baruch Avonu for night, Yom Tov, like a night Kiddush. Because that's halach. If you haven't yet done it, you've got to do it by day. And that, therefore, would constitute a Brachol of Atola. So what's Rebbe saying? No. By daytime, he'd only have to make a Baruch Ragofa. Not so. If he hasn't made the evening Kiddush, then by daytime he'd have to make the nighttime Kiddush, which if he's not required to, would be a brachol of Atzola. So the Magen Avraham is right. What's Frekt Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Magen Avraham?
Maybe he wasn't required to.
Oh. So, there is, the Achronim want to explain in Rekorah Kodesh, the Emek Brocha, that one can understand the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Akiva Eger in light of the following. The halacha that if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you have to make that self-same Kiddush before you eat Shabbos in the morning, by day. The Shulchan Aruch says that's whether you didn't make the Kiddush Friday night b'shogeg, or whether you didn't make it b'mezid, you intentionally didn't make the Kiddush, makes no difference. Come Shabbos morning, you want to eat, or if you don't want to eat, you do have to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, but you have to make the Friday night version of the Kiddush Shabbos morning. That's the Shulchan Aruch in the name of the Rambam. But the Torah says no. If you by mistake forgot or couldn't make Kiddush Friday night, you got to make the Friday night Kiddush by day. But if you were intentionally lax and you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, that's it, you lost your opportunity. You can no longer make that Kiddush Shabbos by day. So the Bach explains, what is the Soda Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah? So he explains as follows. This halacha, if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you've got to make it Shabbos by day. There are two ways to understand that. It could be that it's a din tashlumin. That means that the zman of Friday night Kiddush is only Friday night. And when that zman has passed and day dawns, you've missed the zman of Kiddush. There's a unique halacha that you can be mashlim midin tashlumin the Kiddush. For like, for example, you miss a shachris. So you daven a second shmoneh esrei mincha, right? It's not that it's a zman shachris any longer. It's not. Zman shachris is passed. But there's a halacha of tashlumin. Similarly, if you miss the Kiddush Friday night, you can be mashlim that Kiddush by day. Now, the halacha of tashlumin we know is only given to a person to do if he was a shogeg. If you intentionally b'mezid didn't daven shachris, it's too bad. You've lost your opportunity. You can't be mashlim. If you were an oinus, you were a shogeg, then you can be mashlim and daven a second mincha. Tashlumin is only given if you were shogeg in the missing of the first man. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is, no, that the reason why if you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you have the entire day to make Kiddush, and you should indeed make the Friday night Kiddush by day, is not that it's a din tashlumin, but rather, the Zman Kiddush is the entire Shabbos. Ideally, you should make it ASAP as soon as it becomes dark, you make Kiddush. But if not, you have the entire Shabbos to make Kiddush. The Zman Kiddush extends until the full 24 hours, until the end of Shabbos. And that's why, if you didn't make it by day, you still got the time to make it. The Zman is still here. Make it by, if you didn't make it by night, sorry, the Zman is still here, you can make it by day. If that's the case, then even if it's amazing you didn't make it, you still have time to make it. So that's how they're mazver the machloek, is that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam Paskin, that the Zman is the entire day, and therefore even if it's amazing you didn't make it, you still got the daytime to make it. The Tor holds, it's only midin tashlumin that you make it by day, and therefore only if you were a shegig and not making Friday night, can you still be mashlim. But if you're amazing, you can only go be mashlim. So they want to explain that this will be the same
argument
between the Magen Avraham and Rav Akiva Eiger. That the Magen Avraham said, it's a chashash brocha levatola. Because he was of the opinion that you'd have to make the evening version of Kiddush on Yom Kippur morning. Even though there was no chiyuv, because you weren't yet in a state of sakana Yom Kippur evening. So you cannot say that the daytime Kiddush that you're making is a tashlumin for last night's Kiddush that I should have made and didn't. Because last night I shouldn't have made the Kiddush, I was still fasting and I had no need to make the Kiddush. Nevertheless, Magen Avraham says, now that you are eating, you'd have to make the evening version of Kiddush, because the Zman of Kiddush always extends the entire 24 hours. Says the Magen Avraham, that I'm not happy for a person to do, because maybe he's not mechuyav b'chalal b'kiddush, maybe lo tiknu sa kiddush, and therefore will be brocha levatola. So the Magen Avraham learns that the Zman Kiddush is the entire day. Aber Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who asks on the Magen Avraham and says, I don't understand, all you're making is a bo'er pragof, and he learns that the din that if you didn't make by night, you can make by day, you should make by day the evening version, is within tashlumin. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in a case of where by night there was no chayvas kiddush on me because it was Yom Kippur, there cannot be a din tashlumin, and therefore all I'd have to make is a daytime kiddush, which is a bo'er pragof on its own. A bo'er pragof on its own cannot be a chashash brocha levatola, because it's a birchas hananin, and you'd have to make that in any event. So that would be therefore the yisod hamachloket in the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Magen Avraham would therefore be in accordance with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, indeed, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that even if you are bemazed, you still make Kiddush by day, the Friday evening Kiddush, because the Zman extends the entire day. So far we've established that the shit of the Magen Avraham is, if someone is a chayla and he eats on a regular Yom Kippur, he should not make Kiddush. Because le tiknu, and because the swab of Ron Katz, that it's pikuach nefesh, which is goyrim his achila, rather than the yom, which is goyrim the achila, and therefore kiddush is inapplicable. So you don't make kiddush. Now, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger over there on the Magen Avraham, that which the Magen Avraham writes, that if a person is sick, he shouldn't make kiddush on Yom Kippurim, efshar, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that is only Yom Kippurim de Alma. But not when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. And he says, basically, that he believes that there ought to be a difference. Because he says, on a regular Yom Kippur, right, there's two parts to the Chayvas Kiddush. There's a Chiv Midaraisa, or more biblically oriented Chiv, which is to be Malkiah the Kiddush. And then there's a Chiv Drabonon, which is to do Alayah and Mokim Suda. Now the Chiv, the biblically oriented chiyuv, he says you're yotzeh already with a tefillah, like we mentioned, that a person should have in mind when he davens Shmoneh Esra to be yotzeh the Kiddush, both on a regular Yom Kippur and certainly on Yom Kippur Shechal B'Shabbos. There is, however, the remaining didin. If he's eating, he should be making the rabbinic Kiddush, which is to say it alayayim, say it b'mokim suda. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that on a regular Yom Kippur, the Magen Avraham says you don't make Kiddush. Why? Because they weren't masakin Kiddush, because it's only pikuach nefesh which was going to mechiv Kiddush. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but l'chol that only applies to a regular Yom Kippur, because there you're not expected to be making Kiddush. They weren't masakin, even if in the event that a chayla does have to make Kiddush, they weren't masakin for a chayla on his own to make Kiddush, because it's an exception to the rule. And also he's only eating out of pikuach nefesh. Oh, but says Rabbi Vega, that's only as far as the chayvas kiddush, which the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur would address. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so here Chazal certainly were masakin that a person should make kiddush Shabbos. Because on a regular Shabbos they were masakin. You have to make kiddush on a regular Shabbos. it applies to everyone, not only to Cholim. It's a Yom which is Mechayiv, it's not Pekuach Nefesh which is Mechayiv. So when Novos Den, for a healthy person, when Shabbos falls on Yom Kippur, obviously he doesn't have to make the Kiddush because Minatorah is forbidden to eat. So Chazal can't say, you know, go ahead and make Kiddush Al Yayin, etc., because Minatorah is forbidden to eat. But once he becomes a Cholim, and therefore he's permitted to eat, says Rav Kiva Eger, there should now kick in the general din that on a Shabbos Chazal said you got to make Kiddush before you eat. So therefore he says, although I agree with the Mogen Avraham that on a regular Yom Kippur they weren't Masakan Kiddush Alayayim because it's a fasting day, but when a Kippur falls on Shabbos and there they had already been Masakan to make a Kiddush on a regular Shabbos, but normally that's inapplicable on Yom Kippur because one is fasting, but if in the instance of a Chayla who is not fasting, it should be Hodor Dina, should come back the old din, it's Shabbos, and therefore if I'm eating today, I've got to make the Shabbos take a Kiddush, so I should have to make a Kiddush on Shabbos. And he seems to be noted Ladina that that's the case, that a Chayla, Shiesh Veskona, on Yom Kippur, Shechal Shabbos, has to make Kiddush. So,
even if he didn't make Panayit, even if by night he couldn't eat, he fasted, and by day he's only good.
Even if you take on that you'd have to make the night Kiddush by day,
yeah,
you'd have to do so. Like on a Shabbos, you have to do so. You'd have to do so on your Kiddush Chal Shabbos. Well. One second, because I've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to just conclude. Now, so the question is, what is the difference? The Mogen Avraham says, don't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. It's mashmah from Mogen Avraham, even if it falls on Shabbos. And Rabbi Vega says, no. If it falls on Shabbos, then you got the Shabbos dikid in to make Kiddush, and now that you're able to eat, you should be making Kiddush. So what's the machlok? So Rabbi Vega is right. Why shouldn't he be making Kiddush? Why now that he's eating, he's got a Shabbos dikid in to make Kiddush, why shouldn't he make Kiddush? So, there's an interesting Oy Sumer, which I want to conclude with, who says a Murdi Gavot. The Oy Sumer discusses that I'll try and do this very bekitza, that we know that on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol himself did all the Avodas. Not only Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is the power, the Soyer, the Keteres, but even the Korban Tomid and the Menorah and the Trumas Hadeshen, everything was done by the Kohen Gadol himself on Yom HaKippurim. Now what happens when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos and you have to bring a Musaf? Shabbos Dikim Musaf, of Yom HaShabbos. So who brought the Musaf? So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol. Fred Rosemeyach, I don't understand. He says, Bishleim el Korban Tomid, which is not part of the Yom Kippur Dika Avoida. Nevertheless, every Yom Kippur carries with it a Korban Tomid. Because every Yom Kippur falls on one of the 7 days of the week. And therefore there's always a Korban Tomid. So it's part of the Yom Kippur day. Korban Tomid must be brought, and therefore that was given over to the Kohen Gadol. He must be the one to do all the Avoidas on Yom Kippur. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so the Musaf Shabbos got nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It happens to be that this year Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Why should that be designated to the Kohen Gadol? You bring the Korban Musaf. Why should I bring the Korban Musaf of Shabbos? It's random that today there happens to be a Korban Musaf of Shabbos because Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Why should that be your incumbent on the Kohen Gadol himself to bring the Korban Musaf of Shabbos? As I frick the Oy Sumeach. Says the Oy Sumeach, we see from the Rambam and Yesod that when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, it's not that nizdamnu lepundek echod, two occasions, today's Yom Kippur, and today's Shabbos. And one's got nothing to do with the other. It happens to be both days. It happens to be Yom Kippur, it has to be a Shabbos. If that were to be the case, then the Kohen Gadol would say, you know, it's Shabbos today, but that's nothing to do with me. I'm a Yom Kippur man. Says, we see from here that no, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, it's an under a Shabbos. You got Shabbos Pashas Noach, Shabbos Pashas Lech, Shabbos Pashas Kisi, so those are regular Shabbos. And then you've got a Shabbos where Yom Kippur falls. That's a Yom Kippur to get Shabbos. It's not a regular Shabbos Bereishis. It's a different type of Shabbos. There's a fusion of the 2 days. It becomes the Yom Kippur to get Shabbos. Says the Oy Sumeach, V'chein Nirali, for this reason, I believe, that Kedushas Yom HaKippurim Chayla al Shabbos Lahakdishay B'Shvois Mikol Achila. The Kedushas Yom HaKippurim Gam L'Shabbos Sahanash Yukdash Ba'anois Nefesh. He says, therefore, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Yom Kippur affects the Shabbos and makes it that today one's forbidden to eat. And this Shabbos, that means normally Shabbos says you've got to eat today, you've got to have a Suda. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, the Shabbos becomes Yom Kippur Dika Shabbos, and the Shabbos day calls out for not eating today. Because today is the Yom Kippur Dika Shabbos. ולכן ביום הכיפורים שחל בשבת וכל שיש בו סכנה שצריך לאכול מורה אני says the Ramei Simcha I paskin the loy mekadosh gam al shabbos the ze kedushas shabbos oz shloy lechol boy normally zoch zeh shabbos kach he says make kiddush be mekadosh the day but when you give on shabbos you know how mekadosh the yom shabbos of yom kippur by not eating that's my kiddush of shabbos by not eating because it's a different day it's a yom kippur the shabbos and therefore it requires you not to eat so he says therefore you don't make kiddush. Even if you are chaylish yesh b'sakana, but there's no requirement to make kiddush day at all because today is not Shabbos. Today is Shabbos for Yom Kippurim. Shabbos for Yom Kippurim. On the contrary, the day requires you not to make kiddush, and therefore if you have to eat, you have to eat, but not to make kiddush. So this is the lechayr the yisoid amachloik from the Magen Avraham Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Magen Avraham rather understood like the Ois Lamech that it's Yom Kippur dikas Shabbos, and therefore he says don't make kiddush. Rabbi Vega understands the Chor differently. It's two independent entities. It's both Yom Kippur and it's Shabbos. But now you're eating, you still have the Shabbos that you didn't to make Kiddush. The Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sha'atim he quotes this Rabbi Vega, but he brings down the Halacha that one Paschim is like the Magen Avraham, Chaya Odom, Shulchan Aruch Rav, all Paschim like Magen Avraham, that a Cholish Yesh V'Sakana, although as we began in benching, should say Yalav Yavoy, and when it falls on Shabbos, should say Ritzei too. But as far as Kiddush is concerned, because of Chashash Brachel Vatzola, as the Magen Avraham mentions, he doesn't make Kiddush and he eats without Kiddush.
I just to make
a sorry?
I can't make
it. I can't make it. I can't make it. I can't make it.
But that would be worse than the Yalav Yogurt, which is
not the same.